The Holistic Jam podcast with Anita Denise is for you if you are open-minded and wanting to deepen your awareness of all things spiritual. Anita delivers enlightening insights in bite-size episodes.
Hello and welcome to the Holistic Jam podcast, episode 3. C is for chanting. Chanting, the healing power of the human voice and the concepts behind sound healing. Now, the human voice is one of the most powerful tools that we have for healing, and the plus side is it's absolutely free to use. If you think of the healing attributes of the whole range of the human vocal expression, from vowels and consonants to natural sounds of laughter or sighs and just conversation, consider yourself when the power of singing and how ways of singing within groups, choirs, can actually contribute to your physical, mental and physical health and well-being. You know, if you're going to a church or you're going to a place, a music concert of a band that you like, it really can uplift you, and it's all literally created by the human voice. Now, chanting has been practiced for many thousands of years by almost every culture in the world, but many consider chanting to only be of spiritual advantages. It is possible that regardless of tradition or belief system that is involved, when we're chanting does have a psychological and physiological effect on us as a human being. Now, scientific studies have shown that chanting can decrease stress, anxiety, and depressive symptoms, as well as increase a positive mood, feelings of relaxation, and focused attention. And again, the plus side of this is, no studying or courses are required. Chanting can be very simple, from absolute beginners to people who, you know, are quite confident to vocal their chanting out loud in, you know, around the home in public spaces. I do know for some people who are shy, this can be difficult, and people find it quite embarrassing and almost uncomfortable to chant around people they know, their family members at home. And this is something I struggled with when I first started doing chanting many years ago. And even through my work now, when I do my healing work, often find people who have areas of communication issues in their throat area. I recommend they do actually start to use chanting, because it really helps to actually loosen up the throat chakra. Now, through a specific authentic different chants we can use, and mantras around the world, chanting really does help to clear blockages. And it's not just the chants, mantras, they're toning. But today I'm going to speak more specifically just about chanting, because it is so very easy to do. You can do it anywhere, doesn't take very long, and it's free of charge, which is absolutely excellent. Now, chanting can also be accompanied by simple movements to enhance the body towards inner harmony, health and peace. And again, it doesn't have to be very very active in the movement. Just sit in a chair and moving your arms outwards, so when it comes to the heart chakra, we can sort of expand our arms outwards, we can expand our hands upwards. This all enhances the breath and how it makes you feel inside the physical body. Now, if you focus on your breath for a moment and just close your eyes and your mouth, and you start humming on a low pitch, you can actually feel the sound resonate within you. So just take a little breath, close your eyes, and just hum for a few minutes and just feel that vibration within yourself. And when I do that, I just quietly hum. It's also being mindful of what we are doing, because some people I know do hum or whistle when they're walking around doing their daily chores, but it is important to also be mindful when you're practicing any form of chanting. And just that little bit I did there myself, I very much felt it around the heart area. So for me, it was obviously resonating there in my heart chakra, in the heart area. So for you, you may have felt it somewhere else. It doesn't matter where you specifically felt it, it's what resonates with your own body. Now, how it works is it's because how our brain processes sound. When it's at a low pitch, it it has a tendency to relax the nervous system. So keeping the sound inside the body gives you a kind of internal massage. So if you think like it's giving yourself a free massage here of all your organs inside. And also while you're in the moment of, say, humming or using chanting, it very much helps keep you be present, which I think in modern day lives, sometimes very difficult to keep ourselves present because often we think about the to-do list, what's got to be done, what I've not done, catching up. So just spending a few time focusing on your breath, focusing on chanting. Again, it doesn't have to be like a major exercise, 5-10 minutes. Is more than adequate to do this, but it actually helps you to be mindful and present. And whilst we're mindful and present within self, this also helps to relax anxiety. Now, some of you may be aware of the chakra system and where they are and what they do. Now, the chakra system, basically, for those of you who may not be aware of what it is, they are energy centers that run throughout our body. And basically, it's well known that we have 7 of these centers. There are also many more. You know, if we go into the bigger expanse of our energy field. But for today, I'm going to be talking about the 7 well-known chakras that we have in our energy system. Now, you may also know that these energy systems, these chakras, resonate with a specific color, where and a location, and they also resonate with a musical note. And also they have a vowel sound. They also resonate. So this is where we take chanting. We use chanting to incorporate vowel sounds. And each vowel sound will resonate with a specific chakra throughout your system. The beautiful thing about using vowel sounds is that there's absolutely no language or no words. It is accessible to all of us. You can direct the vowel sound to different chakras within the body. So you could say, just supposing you've got throat issues or your blockages in your root chakra, you can actually just use a specific vowel sound for that particular chakra. And it does sort of clear the energy very quickly. And again, you could do this literally while you're maybe combing your hair, getting ready for work, or get pick children up from school. You just focus on the chakra you feel may need a little bit of support, a little bit of work at this time, and just literally focus on one vowel sound. But I actually feel because this can be done roughly in 5 minutes-ish, it's really beneficial if you can work through the whole chakra system. That way you're literally bringing all of your chakras in tone, in balance at the same time. And as you direct the tone to the energy center of your body, you can really bring about balance and healing to that part of that center of your body. And how do you go about to do this? I always suggest, it's especially for people here who may be a little bit uncomfortable about expressing their vowel sounds, using chanting when they share a home with someone. You know, maybe sort of find yourself in the bathroom when you're having a shower, quiet space. If you've got an outside space, maybe you could go out into the garden, into the backyard, or even if you're fortunate enough to have an area to, say, exercise, to walk, where it's quite free of people. You could even do it when you're out walking. You know, there's many ways that you can sort of do it if you don't feel comfortable expressing yourself out loud around people. But it's always good to start to sort of like become aware of your breath when you're going to work on any of your own chosen vowels, when you're working through your own voice system. So again, it's something you don't want to be doing when you're really harassed, and you just literally want a couple of minutes here. Well, I'm going to spend some time now working on my chakras. Now, as I said just now, we have this chakra system, and literally we have a vowel sound. We also have a musical note that resonates with each root chakra. Now, the root chakra is red in color. It is located at the base of the spine, and this is associated with issues of survival, drive, ambition, grounding. And it's where our life force actually is here. And sometimes we can experience fight or flight sort of emotions come over us. Now, the root chakra, its musical note is C, and the vowel sound associated with the root chakra is so it's like the letter H-E-R. So it sounds like that. And again, if you've just sort of followed myself here doing it, you may feel the vibration literally in that area of your body. Again, it's okay if you didn't, because it still will be vibrating internally inside your system. And again, with this, you don't need to be doing it for like 5, 6, 10 minutes. You can just spend literally 4 or 5 chants in that area and then moving up to another chakra if you feel you need to. Now, the next chakra in our system, for those who may not be familiar, is the sacral chakra. Now, the sacral is located between the root chakra here and literally the navel, so in between the navel and the root chakra. And it's sort of, this is associated with the sexual organs, ovaries in women and testes in men. It's also associated with creativity, sexuality, relationships, and reproduction. The colour is orange, and the musical note that associates with the sacral is D. Now, the vowel sound associated with the sacral is and again, it's just being mindful. Take a breath. You can close your eyes if you feel inclined to, and just literally focus on the area between the root chakra and the navel, below the navel here, where your sacral would sit, and literally chant that vowel sound a few signs into that area of your body. Again, you may or may not feel the vibration there, but slowly over time of confidence, you will start to feel more of the energy coming through there. And remember, it's okay if you're not feeling it, because it is still working. It's not so much the sound that does the healing, it's more the vibration that goes with inside the body. Now, the solar plexus, this is in the center of around the navel area here. This is the third chakra, and it's also the color yellow, and it's associated with personal power, emotions, passion for living, and the ability to protect oneself from negativity or aggressive emotions. Now, the color of this chakra is yellow, and the musical note associated with the solar plexus is E. And the sound for the vowel sound associated with the solar plexus is O. And this is just literally the letters O and H. So just chant very simple word as you the vowels, we chant them. And again, you may already start to first set a feeling of, if you're following suit with myself here, of the energy literally shifting up from the root chakra through the sacral up to your solar plexus. And 3-4 times is probably enough to actually just to get the balance that is required within your energy system. So that is the solar plexus. Now, the heart chakra, this is positioned in the center of the chest and is associated with compassion, friendship, empathy, and the ability to give and receive love. Now, it is seen as green, but also sometimes it associates with pink for unconditional love. And the heart chakra, the musical note this is actually resonates with is F. Now, the vowel sound associated with the heart chakra is So if you think of the word A-R-E, it actually, you pronounce it, sound it like that. And again, as you're coming up the scales for the valves, you can start to feel the vibration start to rise. So that is the vowel sound for the heart chakra. Next, we have the throat chakra. And the throat chakra is positioned at the base of the throat here. It is associated with communication, expression, and speaking one's truth. It's seen as a beautiful color blue, and the musical note for the throat chakra is G. And the vowel sound associated to the throat chakra is Now, I always find the throat chakra veil chant to be very powerful. And this is one I've worked on massively over a period of many years on myself. And I find here, again, I do often sometimes with people that come to me for healing, they've got areas in the throat that is blocked to work on that chakra, even if that's the only one they work on, because it really does help to free you up to be able to express how you feel sometimes, what needs to be said in a positive way. So even if you not necessarily want to work on the whole of your system, you can just specifically pick out a particular chakra you feel needs working with. Now, the third eye chakra, also known as the brow, is located in the middle of the forehead. Now, this chakra is associated with intuition, understanding, visualization, and inner vision. It's a beautiful color of dark indigo blue, and the musical note it resonates with is A. And the vowel sound associated to the third eye chakra is A. And also, it's important to remember we all have different lung capacity. So you just work with what is comfortable for yourself. So short breaths, long breaths, whatever you're comfortable with your own respiratory system. Now, the crown chakra or head chakra is positioned on the top of the head, the crown area. This is associated with cosmic awareness, high spirituality, and working with the higher source. It is associated with the color violet, and the musical note associates with the crown chakra is B. Now, the vowel sound for the crown chakra is E. E. Now, that's just giving you a brief snippet of how you can use your own voice, which is free of charge, to actually facilitate sound healing within your own body. You don't need to go anywhere. You can just find a space at home that suits you for yourself. And scientifically, it's been shown the power that using our voice can really have with inside our internal organs. And even just practiced for a few minutes each day, it just does. You find while you're concentrating on your vowel sounds, your breathing, you will be present, even if only for a short time. And while you're present and in with self, this does help to bring more mental wellness, physical wellness around yourself. And I do know from my own experiences, when I first started to do it, I used to feel embarrassed. I want to laugh. Oh, no, I can't do that. And there's so many people will tell you of their same experience when they first start chanting. But this is something that if you really can sort of bring into your life in some way, if it's just like once a week, you really will find it will open up your throat chakra, your communication, your grounding, all aspects of self, and actually make you want to use your voice more. And it's not about being heard or being forceful. It's about allowing yourself to be heard in a way you need to be listened to at times, to be grounded. And literally, if you think of you working through, visualize all those chakras you've just gone through and feel aligned, even if just for a short space of time today, you know, but the more you bring this into your life, the more beneficial you will find literally chanting can be. That is just a snippet into the chanting. There are also mantras and other aspects where we can use the human voice. And today I'm not going to mantras, but mantras are more about they can, there's a mantra for literally everything out there in the world that we should possibly want, from changing the weather to restoring our health to removing problems. But they are a bit more intricate to work with when you're using mantras. But chanting, the vowel sounds, very basic, very simple, and as I said, very beneficial for your health and mental well-being. Now, I will put a link to my YouTube channel, and on there will be a short vowel chanting mantra that you can be using for yourself. You want to follow along to in case you can't remember the sounds you need to use. And it's yours to listen to whenever you feel you might want to do a bit of a chanting to yourself. So thank you for listening. And next time we shall come back with D for dyslexia with the holistic approach. So thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Jam podcast. If you have enjoyed listening, please do let me know by leaving a review, and do not forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. You are welcome to join my animal communication group, Animal Communication with Anita Denise, on Facebook. I would love you to follow me on social media at Anita Denise. If you would like to know more about working with me, head over to www.anitadenise.com. Until the next episode, thank you.